And it's a great good afternoon. It's 16 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock this afternoon. And I have the Reverend Moss Ntla, the General Secretary, on the line. And Reverend Moss is also currently the Senior Pastor of three branches of the Ebene Isa Bible Church. And Reverend Moss also serves as the General Secretary of TEASA and has a lifelong passion and calling to work for the evangelical unity, social justice, and reconciliation in society. Reverend Moss, good afternoon and welcome to Spectrum Radio Pulpit this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Reverend Elton. Thank you for the opportunity and greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit as well.
Thank you, sir. You are married to Kumu, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, yes. Correct.
And blessed with a son, a daughter, and a daughter-in-law, and a grandson. Tell us all about, you know, I'm also an opa. So we opas, we like to brag about our grandsons. Tell us about your grandson. What is his name?
My grandson's name is Kutwano. That's my son's name. My grandson is Umata. The name means the God is mighty. And so it's a testimony to the fact that he's 3 years old now, but when he was born, there were fears of complications, but in the end, the grandson was just perfect. He's a bundle of joy to us, and we're delighted to see him grow, and we are trusting the Lord that he will follow the path of life in Christ.
Isn't that wonderful, Umatla? God is mighty. Be blessed with that little boy in your life, Opa.
Thank you.
Now, we are nearing the 21st of January, and from 9 o'clock on Saturday morning until 12 o'clock, we have this wonderful opportunity to come together across all the divisions and the disunity in the body of Christ, and we're coming together. What an wonderful opportunity, a prayer opportunity for us to come together and pray for our land. Tell us all about it.
Yes, correct. It's a fantastic opportunity. Suppose two kinds of groups will be meeting together to pray. Firstly, there will be churches. We know that the Evangelical Alliance is a network of evangelical churches, born again churches, if you like, churches that self-identify as people whose defining moment is their second birth experience in Christ, and so church leaders from these denominations and members will be coming along to pray. That's the one side of the aisle. The other side will be a network of intercessors. We have been blessed in this country by the fact that there are parachurch formations that are very good in mobilizing the church in prayer, and that can get thousands and thousands of people praying at the drop of the head. You know, one leader of an intercession group, I think it was Jericho Walls, who will also be part of this. We're doing a conference at one stage, and he said they would like to serve that event through prayer mobilization, and thousands of people could be praying for it. And so we believe that that's an important part of our engagement on Saturday. So there'll be Jericho Walls, but also the Global Voice of Prayer, which, as you know, is part of what used to be the it started in Cape Town with Graham Powers, and went around the world as an initiative that mobilized prayer, global prayer, global day of prayer. And so all of these will be joining us. And then, of course, the third leg on that, of this gathering, is Radio Pulpit and TBN and all of the other radio and media information.
Yeah, so and the theme of the day?
Say that again.
the theme of Saturday morning at the prayer meeting?
Yeah, the theme is to revive, rebuild, and renew. I think I have it right. Yeah, revive, renew, and rebuild. The idea being that we would like to activate the spiritual power that is available to churches to bring it to bear on the challenges that as a nation we face in South Africa today.
Reverend Moss, this is a wonderful opportunity to come together across all barriers. And I see that my brothers, Lucky Mbiko and Charles van Onselen, will be the directors of the program. And the chairperson of Radio Pulpit, the Reverend Hermie Darmans, will be there as well. And the chairperson of the TEASA, Reverend Esme Bowes, will have a video presentation with a worship team worshiping the Lord. And the keynote speaker will be yourself with a keynote address by the Reverend Frank Chikane. And just give us a wonderful expectation of your heart. Prayer does work. And we're not only coming to the Lord in the moments of crisis, and we should learn then that when the crisis is over and we are experiencing plain sailing again, we should come together again and just praise the Lord and glorify His name. Isn't that true?
Correct, yes, correct. I think you put it right. I think as a nation, we really have seen God work miraculously at the important moments now in the life of our country. No less the moment of 1994, where those who are old enough to have been then, in 1994, will know how what the even secular media described 1994 as a miracle.
Yes.
Where God actually turned up and avoided what could have been a very bad situation into a miracle that inspired hope around the world. And so we have not always been good stewards of that miracle and good witnesses of it. I think very often we forget and we just settle for complaining and moaning, and we forget the sort of things God has done for us in the past. And so prayer is a way of going back to that place of relying not in our own strength and our ingenuity, but also saying, God, here's a moment that is too big for us. Like David, we come against Goliath of all manner of challenges and giants that face us. And we'd like to believe God will hear our prayers and deliver us from these menacing challenges that face us.
Absolutely true. Reverend Moss, you know, I remember it so very well, the year 1994. As you just said, so many young people, they don't even know the history of what we came through in those years. And just give us a brief background in history so that we can know that the Lord God Almighty, He is in control. Never ever is a government, nor even the president or a king or whoever of a country, in supreme control. But the Lord God Almighty has us in the hollow of His hand. Just take us through history, how the word of the Lord came true way back in 1994.
Yeah. Correct. I think many South Africans will remember that days before the national elections, there was very real threat that the elections would just break down, and that very important players who were with significant influence in the nation were threatening to boycott the elections with a consequent fear of bloodshed and so on. And so the prayer was convened by different networks, and there was prayers in national stadiums and so on, and all of that just at the nick of time was able to turn the tide. I think African Enterprise was one of the key catalysts of this prayer convention in the Durban area. The chief minister Mangosuthu Buthelezi. Mm. At that point, who was the leader of the IFP and was feeling very aggrieved and, threatening to just walk out, and then almost without saying it, everybody knew what that would mean. And
correct.
So in a sense, we averted what could have been a bloodbath, and as a result of which, nations around the world that were expecting that bloodbath, that had their news media outlets coming in to look at what it would look like, ended up reporting just the absolute miracle of peaceful elections in 1994, which was something that not many people expected. And certainly on this continent, we know that elections have really been violent moments where many lives have been lost and so on. But those elections in 1994, very peaceful, and ushered in a golden era, if you like, of reconciliation, of hope. We had, as Mandela, as the first president, former president, like working together to walk us into this new destiny of hope and faith and non-racialism and justice and so on. And so that was a very remarkable moment, and we've never been confused in the church as to how that came about, and it came about through prayer.
Absolutely. And we can stand in faith upon the promise of his holy word that if the Lord God has done it before, and since 1994 there were numerous other occasions with many crisis situations that we came together and pray, and now again as we come together. Just give us an update again. It's the 21st of January, coming Saturday, and it's from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock, and it's the where and how do you get there?
Correct, yeah. It is at the church in Davidton, in the Benoni area. It's the name of the church is Oasis of Life Family Church. It's a very significant landmark in Davidton, so you won't be able to miss it, but you could Google it or get the Waze or Google Map to get to it. It is very easily accessible. We'll start at 9 a.m. and we'll run till about 12 noon. So we would invite as many people as possible to come along and join us for a live prayer moment. We all know that God visits his people where two or three gather in his name, but it's even much better where thousands gather in his name in prayer and anticipation for a miracle. If you can't possibly come for whatever reason, or maybe because of distance, there are ways you can connect. There are online possibilities through Facebook. If you go to the Evangelical Alliance website or Radio Pulpit, even you'll be able to get further details with regard to connecting online.
Brother Moss, may I ask you for a minute of prayer for our country on air right now, please?
Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that without you we can do nothing. Your word says so, and we've seen it with our own eyes, that without you we can do nothing. Lord, we come before you with a lament of what we have done with the miracle that you gave us in 94. Though we knew that you had answered prayers that not only were made in 94, but also historically, where people prayed decade after decade, Nkosi Sikelela, Africa, and people praying for God's mercy, and you came through to us, showing us that only through you can we accomplish the sort of result that we got. And yet beyond that moment, Lord, we began to rely on our own strength, our own wisdom, and we are in no confusion at this point about how futile that has been and how it has led us further and further into chaos, into despair, into corruption, into all manner of challenges that we didn't expect in 94. So again, we turn to you in repentance and say, Lord, would you forgive us? Would you forgive our sins, the sins of every South African, Lord, ordinary people in the streets who join in the festival of sinfulness against you. But also, Lord, we bring our leaders, our public institutions, our politicians, our business leaders, all of them, Father, also, as we saw in the Zonda Commission, we've seen how all of these have played the corruption program, and that all of us have seen from the least of us to the highest. And so we bring the nation before you, asking, would you forgive us, Lord? Would you grant us another chance that, Lord, we may turn this country around together, that every South African will feel a part of a flourishing country, a country that is prospering economically, a country that is prospering in terms of reconciliation and in more employment for young people, a country that is prospering in ending violence against the weak, against children, against women. All of the challenges that we have seen, Lord, played out before our eyes, we ask that you give us, as your people, as the church, wisdom and an anointing for this moment in our history, that we will serve you well and serve the gospel well. And we ask for these things, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Reverend Moss Ntla, thank you so much. And give little Umatla, whose name you said is God is Mighty, a big hug from us all. Thanks so much and be blessed, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that was Reverend Moss Ntla about the prayer day, and that's on coming Saturday, the 21st of January.